Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, Ngā Tanihira, Tuku Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. There's a state of local emergency in Canterbury where 2 days of heavy rain has caused widespread flooding, with roads closed, bridges washed away, power cuts, homes evacuated and farmers losing land and livestock. Te Runanga o Naitahu Acting Chief Executive Darren Beattie says Runanga staff are part of the team at the Emergency Operations Centre in Christchurch. The Runanga has been talking to its Papatipu Runanga and using its Facebook page to keep whānau informed of the help available in their areas.
We've been talking to Marae just to make sure that they're fine, and if they are needed to be called on for assistance, that they are able to do that. And, you know, we've obviously been keeping our staff informed of what's going on as well. So from a work perspective, how do we keep ourselves safe, their families safe, making sure we're not on the roads when we shouldn't be, and making sure that everyone heeds the advice of emergency services, local councils and civil defence.
Darren Beattie says Te Runanga o Naitahu has a pūtea manaaki, which people can apply to if they are significantly affected by the emergency. The mongrel mob has launched a petition calling on National Party leader Judith Collins to sack her police spokesperson, Simeon Brown. Louise Hutchinson, the spokesperson for the gang's Waikato Kingdom chapter, says Mr. Brown's social media posts objecting to the funeral of a Hawke's Bay gang leader deliberately incited division along racial lines. She says the posts were also disrespectful to the whānau of the gang member, who was a respected community leader.
You know, we've had enough with Simeon. We know that this is dog whistle politics. You know, he's used someone's death and the grief of that, you know, and it's just totally out of line, and we're not standing for it.
Louise Hutchinson says the Change.org petition, which has drawn more than 2,000 signatures, is a way to use the tools of the coloniser against them. Judith Collins says the petition shows National is on the right side of law and order. Iwi could be asked to help spread an indigenous fungus which may help to control wilding pines. A project by biology student Genevieve Early from the University of Canterbury's Bioprotection Research Centre has shown Amelaria novae zelandiae, also known by Māori as harore, grows strongly on live or fresh pine wood. Harore is common in native forests where it is a natural part of the ecosystem, helping to decay fallen trees, but it's known to be seriously destructive if it gets into pine plantations. Ms. Early says if it is approved for biological control of wilding pine, which are a major problem in many parts of the country, it may be of particular interest to iwi as a way of protecting landscapes and ecosystem values. She's doing further research on ways to inoculate grasslands and wilding pine sites with the fungus. And that is your Wātea News.